My household has a pig. Although otherwise well provided with father and mother, a dog, two cats, and three children, the parrot died years ago. He is called Pig, simply, and fits his name well. Being made of pigskin, but his shape improvised, not stuffed, he would be too horrible stuffed. His ears are like a sow's ears, large, pointed, and pendulous, or like the melted blades of Swahili spears. He stands patiently under the piano, attentive to receive some expected command, and ready to obey with cheerful alacrity, like any able seaman. His eyes are square buttons, neatly folded, also in pigskin, not very securely attached, but perceptive, I'm sure. I think he is not a sow, because he has never farrowed, and because he is gentle with small people and not possessive of the cats. I brought him under my arm from London by air in gay defiance of all airline and government regulations. Not strictly accurate, but that's how I like to think it was. I think he enjoyed the flight as much as I did, even though he was leaving his own country. He was designed to be used as a footstool or to be sat upon, and is therefore worthy of respect. From behind, he looks as confident as an alderman certain of his constituency. From long acquaintance now of his patient and eager aspect as he stands on guard under the piano or occasionally ventures into the open at Christmas time or driven there by sweeping and cleaning, I declare that he is a noble pig, an ornament to any household and worthy of affectionate esteem.